You remember when Kravos stuck his fingers in my brain? I shuddered. He'd been impersonating me when he did it. Yeah. You said it caused some kind of damage. What did you call it? Psychic trauma, I said. Same thing happens when a loved one dies. During big emotional tragedies, that kind of thing. Takes a while to get over it. But you do get over it, Murph said. Dresden, it seems to me that you'd lock yourself up pretty tight if someone took a regular bullet for you with a regular body, much less if you were under psychic attack and this imaginary friend died right inside your own brain. Something like that happens, shouldn't you have expected to be a basket case, at least for a little while? I frowned, staring down at my hands. I never even considered that. She snorted gently. There's a surprise. Dresden forgets that he's not invincible. She had a point there. This plan of yours, she said. Do you really think it's going to work? I think I've got to try it. I took a deep breath. I don't think you should be involved in this one, Murph. The Denarians have human followers, fanatic ones. You think we're going to have to kill some of them, Murphy said. I think we probably won't have much choice, I said. Besides that, I wouldn't put it past them to send someone here for spite, win or lose. Murphy glanced up at me rather sharply. I shrugged. They know that Michael and Sonya and I are going to be out there. They know that there will be someone here, unprotected. Whether or not they get the coins, Nicodemus might send someone here to finish off the wounded. Murphy stared at me for a second, then looked back at Kincaid. You bastard, she said, without emphasis. I'm not playing big brother with you, Karen, I replied. But we are dealing with some very bad people. Molly's staying with Kincaid. I'm leaving Mouse here, too. I'd appreciate it if someone with a little more experience was here to give the kid some direction, if it was needed. She scowled at Kincaid. Then she said, trying to guilt me into playing worried girlfriend, domestic defender, and surrogate mother figure, huh? I figured it would work better than telling you to shut up and get into the kitchen. She took a deep breath, studying the sleeping man. Then she reached out and touched his hand. She stood and faced me. No, I'm coming with you. I grunted, rising. You sure? The girl is important to him, Murphy said. More important to him than anything has been for a long time, Harry. He'd die to protect her. If he was conscious, he'd be demanding to go with you, but he can't do that. So I'll have to do it for him. Could be really messy, Murph. She nodded. I'll worry about that after the girl is safe. There was a clock ticking quietly on the wall. The meeting's in an hour. Murphy nodded and reached for her coat. The tears were gone, and there was no evidence of them in the lines of her face. You'd better excuse me, then. If we're going to have an evening out, I need to change into something more comfortable. I never tell a lady how to accessorize,